Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the questions we have for our friend Mitchell over here is, should he say anything to his wife because he forgot her birthday? 314-531-9898 if you can give Mitchell some advice. Mitchell, you forgot the wife's birthday. What's going on, man?
Hey, yeah, well, first off, Julie, congrats on saying I love you.
Thank you.
You had said you haven't been in a fight at all, so yeah, congrats on that, too.
Thank you.
He's like, I'm married and I have.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
About to be in one right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm about to be. But, well, I'm hoping I'm not. So we have three kids. They're great, all that, you know, and yesterday was her birthday, and I totally forgot. I was like, totally forgot. And between kids and wife and all that, she hasn't said anything, and she seems fine. She seems happy. Not, you know, fine, right? So I don't know, what do I do? I just wait, or, you know, do I go, hey, honey, I totally forgot. I mean, the thing is, she usually hates her birthday anyway.
Mm.
So I'm kind of like, well, maybe she thinks it's on purpose and is like, thank you for not making a big thing about it.
She's someone who always says every year after year, don't make it a big deal, don't make it a big deal.
Mm.
And so you're thinking maybe she thinks that you did this on purpose.
Right, yeah, you finally listened.
Yeah, you finally listened.
The best gift is nothing, right? Or is she just waiting to kill me? Right?
Or she's waiting to kill you, yes.
Hey, I'm really wondering. That's why I called.
Julie, do you think she's waiting to kill him?
She's definitely waiting to kill you, although I feel like the gentleman might be like, oh, yeah, she's so happy that you didn't
never
do that.
Never Mitchell mistake.
No.
If you made a mistake and it has not been found, you do not go point it out. It's like if you spill something, you just cover it up and then you don't say anything. And then
wow.
Blame it on the kid.
Wow. I'm not
even
surprised.
On the kids.
I don't know how that thing broke.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
Very true.
Very true. All right, so you're thinking, A, do I say something and then confess that I forgot your birthday? You have a lot of options. B, you can act like your thing was lost in the mail and you show up with some jewelry that, like, oh, it finally showed up. Let's celebrate your birthday today.
Okay.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay.
Or C, you just keep it moving forward and see if, like, she doesn't bring it up and you guys are happy. Like, happy wife, happy life. Don't bring it up and make her mad.
Yeah.
Option four, I get something and then I wait for her to go off with me and be like, ta-da.
Let's see what listeners think you should do. What option should he do? Should he say something? Should he fake like he had something in the back pocket? Should he just confess, I did forget, life got in the way, and I just totally forgot? 314-531-9898. Mitchell, by the end of this, we're going to make sure you're not killed by your wife. That's the bottom line.
Please and thank you.
Jump in and join the convo.
Yeah.
Danny found himself in a tough jam. He's one of those husbands that forgot the birthday. Calls in the show and he says, Julie, what do I do? Forgot the birthday. But she seems happy.
Yes.
And I think that's important. She's happy.
Life is not what it seems. Okay, buddy?
He's being set up, Julie thinks. So he's like, should I say something and then point it out that she's going to be mad? What if she forgot her own birthday and just keep moving along?
Yes, that did not happen.
Danny and Park Hills, you have some advice for Mitchell. What do you think he should do forgetting his wife's birthday?
Well, first, the happiness is kind of the calm before the storm.
Thank you.
That's funny.
So, but I think he, since she doesn't like to acknowledge her birthday, I think he should send her something today and just say something to the effect that, I know you don't like your birthday, but you're so special. I wanted to start a new tradition and we'll celebrate the day after your birthday because I love you.
That is brilliant.
I think that's very sweet.
I love this move because not only is it like it's a very sweet move, yeah.
Right?
But also it shows how thoughtful he really was.
Yes. I mean, he wasn't. So he can pretend. He can pretend he is.
She's going to think that he actually listens to what she says.
Yeah, she's going to think it, which is so smart.
It's all about trickery, isn't it, Ben? Trying to trick us.
Danny, you are awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Not for Stacy. You're calling from St. Louis. You don't think he should try any tricks. You think he should come clean, huh?
I do think so. I like her advice, but I think that's fixing something that actually already happened. So what if she's listening to this call? I think you can use it and say, hey, I called to get some advice, but I'm taking the high road. I'm showing some good modeling behavior for the children, and I'm going to come clean and tell you I forgot. And I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
Way better than the model behavior where I blamed the kids when I was giving Mitchell advice.
Exactly.
I never bought that. I would say, Mitchell, don't ever use that line on any wife, girlfriend, because you're
going to
have a girlfriend in the future.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's gonna work.
You are amazing. Thank you so much for the call. That was genius. I love this, though. Lulu from Webster Groves, you're saying you have a big plan. Because Mitchell forgot the birthday. What do you think he should do? Lulu?
I think he should do a weekend surprise.
A weekend surprise.
Okay. Yeah. The weekend. Hey, I didn't forget. I wanted to kind of do something bigger when we all have a minute, you know, away from activities and stuff.
She doesn't like to make a big deal about the actual day. He has time now. It's Wednesday. It's time to get a babysitter. Maybe like a little overnight trip, romantic.
Ooh, like, maybe like Herman. Go out to Herman.
Yeah. He can knock it out of the park and be like, I had this all up my sleeve the entire time. Didn't want to bring it up. Lulu, that's genius. And all that advice came from women, just proving that guys have no idea what to do when they're in these situations.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis, today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y90.
Suggestions for Mitchell are just genius, and they all came from women, by the way. Just shows you how smart they are and how they can manipulate any situation for the greater good.
Brett has been trained well by his wife to say, see how smart they are.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Mitchell forgot his wife's birthday. She said she seems super happy. I don't want to bring it up. Like, what if she gets mad? Everything's good. Life is good right now. We just got really busy and we just keep moving forward. What should he do? Teresa from Festus, you said this happened to you before. Your husband forgot your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday is in January, and I woke up that morning. We really don't celebrate our birthdays like some people do, but, you know, happy birthday is good enough. So we woke up, we went to the gun range, and as I was filling out the paperwork, putting my birthday on there, I almost put the year I was born, you know, because you always get confused on your birthday. So we were at the gun range, and then we went and got lunch, we went to our daughter's house, and this was halfway through the day, and he had yet to tell me happy birthday. So I texted my daughter, and I said, please don't tell me happy birthday when I get there, because your dad forgot my birthday. So we pull into the driveway, and my daughter is as honoring as her dad. She runs outside in the front yard and screams, happy birthday, Mom! And I'm like, oh, my God. I looked at my husband. He had this.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. So anyway, he had this look on his face, and he was, like, stumbling his words. And, you know, halfway through the day, it was kind of a game to me where I'm like, I wonder if we'll go through the entire day without him telling me happy birthday. And I just got in the car and turned the radio on and heard this segment, and I had to look and see what date it was. He said, in 5 days.
Thank you so much for the call and for your husband just being pure comedy gold.
Exactly.
So she probably knows, and this is a game for her now, and she's waiting and just see how long it takes him to tell her.
She definitely knows, and she will definitely bring it back up.
It's a fun game sometimes, just to wait and see what you remember.
She will hold on to it for the rest of his life.
And ever and ever.
Why you always in the mood? Around like a brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.